I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes. In another of my series, New Covenant Theology Made Simple. Not simplistic. Simple. And the text I have for you today in this clip is John 1:17. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. John 1:17. Now whatever else the verse is about, it's certainly a contrast, is it not? The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The word "but" is a heavy word of contrast. But there's other contrast too. The law was given. Grace and truth came. There's a contrast in the persons. Moses and Jesus Christ. Other scriptures, Hebrews for example, will develop these contrasts. But they're in this text very clearly. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The context also around John 1:17 demands this contrast. Now what is this law? The law of Moses. The law that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai for Israel. The Ten Commandments, and the 600 or more other commandments to make up that covenant. That's the law. The law was given to Moses. What's grace and truth? What did Jesus Christ bring? He brought himself. He brought his gospel. He brought the new covenant. John the Apostle here is contrasting the old covenant and the new covenant. And they are contrasted in all the ways that I've indicated. This is John's purpose here. Right at the start of his gospel, he's laying down this marker. The two covenants are chalk and cheese. The law was given by Moses. Blessed be God for that. But, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now, New Covenant theology takes this contrast absolutely seriously. It does not gossip. It does not palm it off. It does not explain it away. It says there is a contrast between the two covenants, and we're not going to mix them. The Bible doesn't, nor are we. But many Reformed people, evangelicals and others, following John Calvin, say no. These covenants, Moses and Christ's covenant, the new with Christ, the old with Moses, are not two different covenants at all. They're one and the same covenant. Oh, they're different administrations of the one covenant. But they're really fundamentally the same. That is an absolute travesty of exposition and exegesis. The text flies right in the face of it. Covenant theology flies right in the face of this text. The two covenants are different. Grace and truth in the new. The law in Moses. Now, there are many, many differences between these two covenants. Let me just give you one. The law says, Romans 10, Leviticus, do this and you will live. Keep the commandments and you will live. Fail to keep the commandments, fail to keep one commandment, James 2, and you will die. Cursed is everyone who does not keep all the commandments and continues in all of them. Breaking one commandment is to bring the guilt of all. That's the old covenant. What does the new covenant say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Do this, and you will live. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Break the commandment, the least of the commandments, and you will perish. What does the new covenant say? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. For by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Now that's only one area of contrast. But what a contrast! Is there anybody listening to me who wants to go under the law, do and live, fail and die? Or will you not rather be in the new covenant, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is no condemnation, there is no accusation that can be raised against you, for you are without spot or stain or wrinkle or any such thing through the blood of Christ in the sight of God? The law was given by Moses. The grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. As I say, many think these two covenants are one and the same. They're quite wrong. They're in stark contrast. And as I say, New Covenant theology takes this contrast, uses the law of Moses, of course, as a paradigm, as an example, as the New Covenant does. It does use the law as an example, as a paradigm, as a model at times. Rarely, but it does use it. But the truth is, the New Covenant is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, whereas the law under Moses is a condemning law. New Covenant theology takes this very seriously. Takes it as it stands, without any gloss or explaining away. One final point. Depending on which version of the Bible you're using, the word but is not in there, or it is. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Or it can read, the law was given by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Which is it? Literally, there should be no but. John did not use the word but. It is not in his Greek. So why did the translators put it there? Because they realized the contrast and they wanted the reader to understand. And I think they did a good job. But, for my purpose now, I will say let's go back to John's text. Let's get rid of all translators' additions. Now listen to the contrast. It is even more powerful without the but. The law was given by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. All the contrast is there. The two covenants are not one and the same. In fact, Jesus Christ came into the world to fulfill the old covenant. He did keep the law without sin, without breaking. He fulfilled it. Romans 10. He did fulfill it. Romans 10, the first five verses, you will see. And he ended it. Hebrews 8. He rendered it obsolete because he fulfilled it. And he established the new. The two covenants the same? You can't have the two together. Romans 7, it's like having two wives at the same time. They can't both exist together. You have a choice. You can go under the old covenant, or the new, works or grace. Many people want to combine these two. They're greatly mistaken. New Covenant theology says, we'll take John 1:17 absolutely as it stands and rejoice in it. Blessed be God. Moses did bring the Lord. Did give the law, yes. He received the law, yes. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I hope you have found that I've done what I set out to do. New Covenant theology made simple. It may be simple, but it's profound and it's wonderful. Blessed be God indeed that Jesus Christ ever brought grace and truth into the world. I'll speak for myself. I thank God that I can say the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. Can you? Will you say it now by trusting Christ? Will you rejoice that you're no longer under Moses, but you are in and under and with Jesus Christ, who brought